Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sam Tripoli, how are you doing, pal? Come in, sit down, relax.
It's like a zoo.
I know, right? I'm sorry. Every time you're here, some sort of event is going on. Today, although it is eventful, it's not as... Last time we were shooting old men with darts, we had the foam party.
Are those guys still alive?
Yes. In fact, we shot Medicine Man not too long ago.
Does anybody die anymore, or is it just everybody just keeps going?
He will never die. He will never die. He is of that Keith Richards bloodline, Medicine Man. Yeah. I will die before he does, for sure.
Exactly.
And his birthday was just last week. He's 66 years old. Right? Oh 65 God. Or 66?
65.
65 years old.
He's whack, don't crack, huh?
He's a year younger than my father.
Unbelievable.
And they both live in the same neighborhood. And we actually called my dad to see if he would hang out with him. And my dad refuses. Refuses. My dad would hang out with Sam. He would like Sam.
Yeah, let's get weird with your dad.
Yeah, Sam is going to be at the Improv this weekend. Now, was the last time you were here with Red Band?
No.
When had the foam party, or was that after that?
That was two before.
Who'd you make out with last time?
I don't know. I didn't make out with anybody.
The first time Sam was here, Dinah walked into the bathroom and tried to grab his crank.
Yeah.
Second time, a couple of the girls from the Drunky Junk Girl party were all over him.
Yeah.
Last time, maybe Carmen. Was Carmen there? Carmen, were you doing a little flirting?
Wait, what?
No, I got you. Okay.
I love Carmen.
No,
but Carmen. She likes black guys, right?
No, she's got a white boyfriend now.
What happened?
Blarmen.
What happened?
Yeah, Carmen.
I just, wanted to try something different.
She has a white boyfriend who she told she's still going to bang other guys. So you got,
she just wanted to try something exotic like a white guy.
Right. Something these kids today
get dangerous.
Aren't doing. Yeah. She's spiting somebody by dating a white guy.
That's cool, man. Are you in the swinging?
Yes.
Can he watch you get railed? I'll watch you get nailed by black guys. I'm cool with that.
No.
I watch a lot of interracial porn, so I'm cool with that.
You don't feel inadequate? It makes me feel very inadequate.
I just want to see those brothers get back at those white devils.
I watch it, and I thought, and I think, the first, I remember when I was a kid, and I'd see a black guy in a porno, I'd go, this can't be real. This has got to be a joke.
Yeah.
And then I got older, and I realized we've just been cursed.
Yeah. Well, those guys are the best of the best.
I don't know, dude. It seems like every one of them. Are
it's
in pretty good
like
shape.
Basketball, right? You ever watch basketball? You like watch the NBA. You're like, oh my God, these black guys can jump from everywhere. Mm. So then you play pickup basketball. Who's the first guy who always gets picked for pickup basketball? Is the black guy.
Yeah.
Because you think he's going to be like the guy you see on the NBA, and then he can't play at all, and everyone is thoroughly disgusted.
Yeah,
right?
That might be true.
If he's playing with white guys, you don't want to pick him, though.
What do you? Yeah.
Well, if the black guy's playing with the white guys, it means he's the lesser of the black guys.
Yeah, right. But he's still the blackest of the guys who are playing.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Or you could be the least of the blackest guys, go to the white guys, and be the Michael Jordan of the white guys. Yeah.
Well, you ever see like a porno and the guy's not hung? You're like, why are you even here? This should be the best of the best.
And that makes me think, that makes me understand sexuality a little more. I want my guy to be good looking.
Yeah.
And I want my guy to be well endowed.
Yeah.
And I know that this tape is being marked right now as I speak.
Someone's pulling tape, right?
But all I'm saying is in the porno, I want there to be equal amounts of beauty.
Yeah. I filmed myself one time doing porn. I'm like, that doesn't need to be on camera.
Who is the girl?
It's some girl in college.
I hooked up with
and I filmed it. And that was back then when you didn't have iPhones and you had to really get the camera out and the lighting.
Yeah.
You had to really go. I mean, there was a setup. I had a crew. I had everything. And
craft services.
I'm like, dude, this doesn't need to be on camera. I took that VHS and smashed it.
Right? Anybody else in here ever make a porno tape? You have to, you liar.
Drew is slowly raising his hand.
Yeah, like back in the camcorder day.
You did?
Yeah, I tried. It was awful.
What did you do with it?
It's not good.
You set the camera up somewhere and it takes the most unflattering angle and you're like, I thought my ass looked pretty good. My ass doesn't look pretty good at all.
No, I don't want to see that. Yours.
What made you think your ass looked pretty good?
I think if I have a redeeming feature or quality, it's probably that. But
that's
I don't think I have
such a weird
one.
Thing you think you got going on.
That's great. You saying I don't?
You got a beautiful back end. That's great.
I got fired once for saying this next statement, so I have to say it in a little bit of a different way.
Oh, yeah.
You'd never want, this is great, great advice for teenagers who are thinking about doing this. You never want to videotape yourself having sex because you never want to see your own.
Yeah.
You never want to see your BH area.
Yeah.
Your own.
You're not curious at all what it looks like?
Though? Nope.
What are your face?
Okay.
No, I like to see my face. I smile. I make the steady jaw look.
No, you don't.
Yeah. I run my hand through whatever hair I have left.
No. I hate amateur pornography, though.
Oh, how could you? I love to see. I like sloppy.
Ugh.
Just clean your room. That's what I'm saying. Like, nobody ever, like, it's always messy. It's like you're presenting yourself to the world clean.
Oh, laundry baskets everywhere.
Exactly.
You're right.
Baby carriage, whatever.
That, and that's one thing. If I were to be able to convince my wife to do it, the minute one of the children knocks on the door, she'd be like, shut it off, you know. But they'll put that out while the baby's screaming out in the hallway.
Yeah. They don't care.
No.
And it's always five black guys with, like, one, like, Waffle House waitress. And I just, I don't know. I think brothers love running trains because black guys love team sports. That's what I think it is. Everything's got to have a point guard, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Amazing.
I find now that I'm more likely to make it with an iPhone. Now that it's so convenient.
Yeah.
But I have to be like a ninja doing it because my wife does not want to know. Like, if she catches me, she's like, put the goddamn thing away.
That's why you're always doing doggy style. You just put her face right in the pillow. She wants to see what's going
on. No, that there's not a whole lot to see there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just weird backs.
We don't get much separation between the two of us. And you don't want to see just her back. That's not even sexy. Well, I mean, you have a sexy back, honey. You know what I mean?
Do you take your gut? Put it on
airlock
it in. Like a Star Wars dock or something like that.
Thankfully, I have enough space where I could keep the belly in between. I don't have to lifting the belly stages. I'm talking about more if, like, a girl is going down on you. That's when you can really become the Scorsese of the thing.
Sure.
You could pinch the screen in for a view and you can go back out because your hands are free.
I just have this thing, like, if you're a chick and you don't have some weird naked pictures on the internet, I assume you have mental illness. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like, we really just
or class.
I think classy chicks do. I just think, like, if you're, like, applying for a job and someone looks up and they find a naked picture of you, it shouldn't be held against you. I feel like everybody's doing it right now. It's just, like, it's par for the course. If you don't have one up, then I'm wondering what is going on here. Yeah. Are you really who you say you are? Are you on the run from the law?
That's
Why
right.
Can't I see pictures of your tatas anywhere?
Nothing comes up when I go there.
Yeah, it's really weird.
I love, you're famous when you put Google somebody's name. Like, if I were to put Sam Tripoli, and one of the options is Sam Tripoli's wife or Sam Tripoli's girlfriend. Mm. That means enough people went there to look it up to see. There are very few pictures of my wife associated with me on the internet. So when you put in Mike Calton, this is Mike Calton's wife, I click on it, and it's always me with hot porn stars.
Oh.
Like, I don't know, pictures they get from MySpace or something.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, wow, his wife is smoking with that fake rag. Yeah. I'm not correcting. Yeah,
he's
I'm not saying anything.
It always comes up to, like, Sam Tripoli dead.
That's another good famous thing, though.
That guy parties.
Googling that.
That's another good famous thing.
Ouch.
If people are wondering if you're alive or dead, they really know.
Rude.
How hard do you go partying?
I'm sober, actually.
How long?
Not
since the last
long.
Time you were here?
No, last time I relapsed a little bit.
Yeah.
I have a couple months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I used to hit the yayo pretty hard.
Oh.
You seemed like last time you were here, and maybe not last time, the time before, you seemed like you might have been zooted a little bit.
And you know what the difference is? Sunglasses. I left my sunglasses here, so I always come in during the day with sunglasses on, so I look like I'm totally coked out of my skull.
Yeah.
And I'm not.
No, it didn't look like it. It was more action. Not that you were doing anything wrong, but you were very... scattered, moving around.
The truth is, it's like, for the first time ever, I was saying this, for the first time ever, I actually got to bed early before radio.
Oh, really?
And I woke up actually like normal, which is like, usually when I'm doing radio, I'm like, I got 2 hours sleep, I'm white knuckling it, and I'm praying to God I'm not crapping the bed here, you know? So,
yeah.
I'm actually normal right now. It's like really weird.
I can't imagine, I especially comedians that we like, I feel bad when you guys are on your way over here. I'm like, this is going to be I would be so miserable, unless I'm going to a show that I know I like. Like, hopefully, you know, we like you and you like coming here. But if you had to go do Yucko and Bob and on the French mix or something, I don't know, I'd be furious.
I actually like radio because the road is so lonely.
Yeah.
It's like you do a show, you entertain a packed house, and then like everybody leaves.
Yeah.
And it's just such a mind hump. It's just so weird. So you go to you go back to your hotel room, you just sit, and you can only watch SportsCenter like 5 times
right
before you realize nothing new is coming.
Yeah.
And then you're like, God. So I like getting up in the morning. I'm one of the weird dudes. I really like doing morning radio. Most guys don't. I like it. Anything that just have human interaction.
I remember Jeff Garlin came in one day from Curb Your Enthusiasm, and I go, what will you do this weekend? He goes, I don't know. I'm going to leave here and go to the mall. I go, what do you need? He goes, nothing. I just like to walk around and look at people. I was like, I guess that makes sense. Yeah.
Tampa, there's nowhere better to do people watch. I mean, I love Tampa. There's 3 cities I love to do Tampa in: L.A., Vegas, and Tampa. L.A. is one. I live there, and I like Vegas because Vegas is blue-collar L.A. Now, and I love Tampa because Tampa is shady Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, Vegas, they do it for a price. They get weird for money. Like, right. You guys do it just for the love of the game.
This is the breeding ground here. Yeah,
you guys
yeah.
are just creepy Recreation. Out the gate, and yep. you love it. And there's not, like, Ybor, where the comedy club is, it's just a nice blend of, like, Instagram models and cross-dressers. It's just a fun, weird blend where you never see that come together. It's like literally like weird hip-hop club next to a tranny club.
Yep.
It's just like...
Welcome to Tampa.
And then you got that guy going around licking everybody's shoes.
Yep, the shoe licker, the Ybor shoe licker.
He finally licked my shoes.
Hey, mazel tov.
Thank you. I was walking around with some brand new Jordans on, and I was really pissed because he wasn't licking.
Yeah, I tried to get him on the show, and he's incredibly shy. He literally runs away from me like I'm going to tackle him. Okay, so this is what we're up against. We're in the middle of raising money for charity. We're auctioning us guys off. But we also, from talking about licking shoes, we are scheduled to talk to the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, coming up at 9:15. We should probably not do that. What do you think? I mean, I don't. Here's my thing. I don't think anybody in our listening audience would rather hear us talk to him then talk to Sam and Drew and all the rest of the guys.
We've had an idea to have Spanish continue to do interviews you don't want to do. I could provide them a different number. We could have Spanish conduct
I'm
the interview.
I'm all for that. Dude.
Yeah.
And then
that would be great.
Sure.
And don't give them any information.
All right. I will go.
Oh, my God. That'd be even better. Good idea, Rob.
I don't know, man. I couldn't help but just lay into that guy. I've got to be honest with you. I'd be like, get something done.
Do something. People on social media are always like, why would you talk to that dick? I would put Hitler on the air if he agreed
it's
to come on. I want to talk about anybody of interest, and it's not my job to solve the world's problems.
Yeah.
But I am curious to see what a guy like him thinks about this mess of an election we have coming up, but not more interested in talking to you and Drew and doing the auction and all
interview.
Of those stuff.
I'd like to be like, why aren't you getting anything done?
Here's the other problem, is that he's calling to promote a book. And then he's going to want to talk about his book. And I think, let's just let Spanish embarrass himself. It'd be much better. Am I right or wrong?
Good call.
Yeah, that's right.
Good call.
This is a much better situation that we're in now than we could have been talking to Mitch McConnell. No offense.
Oh, my God. Politicians have to do promos for their books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just so weird.
Yeah. The other day we put Michael Reagan on, the son of Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
That I'm interested in. To be the son of Ronald Reagan, I want to know what that...
He's
an
interesting guy.
Yeah. In my mind... That's the greatest gig to have as a kid of a president.
Yeah.
I mean, how great is your life? And not to mention the fact that before he was president, he was a Hollywood star.
Is he
and
gay?
So is his mother. No, Ron Jr. is supposedly the gay one.
Yeah.
But they don't get along. Michael was the son of Ronald and Jane Wyman, the actress, and he was adopted. Tell me he didn't hit the goddamn jackpot.
Yeah.
Some broad got knocked up by a military guy, put him up for adoption, and they get picked up by Cowboy Joe. And he ends up being the son of a president.
There's nothing better than that. That's winning the lottery. That's Willy Wonka's chocolate factory right there.
Yeah, that's it. And then the only bad part was Reagan shipped them off to boarding school, and then he made him get a job. I'm pretty good. Like, my son, I want him to finish school, and then if he can survive
like
on my
of
money,
job?
I'm at, I don't. Yeah, I don't. Like, I had. I worked since I was 13. I worked in a bakery. And I had a newspaper route. And then when I was in high school, I had 2 jobs. I don't want my kid to do that.
Yeah.
I hope he never has a job.
Well, it's not like he's got a real job. Like he had to go pick up dog poop all
he
the
did.
Time.
They made him work at the docks.
What?
They made him work at the loading docks.
Much respect to you, my friend.
Yeah.
Was he doing paperwork? He's not working any...
He was loading.
Was
Michael Reagan
wire?
Was loading at the loading dock.
Season two.
Yeah. Two. Ronald Reagan's son's getting weird with the Russians.
We've got Sam Tripoli here. Sam's going to be at the Tampa Improv this weekend. We've got Drew Garabo here.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, you'll enjoy it. Drew is here because we're in the middle of also doing this auction, so let's resume that.
All
right. Dig into the bag, Drew. We've got Drew, Galvin, and Carmen still up for bids. Yep. And
nobody's bid on Carmen yet.
Well, should we save her for last?
We're doing them one at a time.
She'll be the big money.
Ready, okay. Galvin?
Yes.
It's either me or you.
All right.
Here we go.
It is you.
Galvin.
Oh, all right.
Galvin. The great Galvini. 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. Rob went for 575. Is that right?
I think so, yeah.
I went for 800.
Yep.
So we are currently at a new charity goal. We have a new money raised, 1375. And now hopefully Galvin can top both of those. Galvin, do you want to? Here's Galvin, 44 years old.
Yes.
He is a marathon runner.
Yes.
He's got the best hair on the show.
I do.
He's
mean
a little,
percussionist.
What's that?
Mean percussionist.
Yes.
Mean percussionist. Just like Machine Gun Billy, whoever's playing for Journey, whatever
Steve
that guy's name is.
Machine Gun Smith.
Yeah. You'll go to Fleming's with Galvin and the crew in a limousine from Ambassador Limos, and then we will go over to the Journey show, and then things are going to get crazy.
Yes.
That the Filipino guy?
Yeah. He's not Machine Gun. That's a drummer, right. But the Filipino guy's in
Arnel,
there now.
Panada.
That guy hit it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Going from karaoke to...
Oh yeah,
but they pay him probably like $30 a week, and he's like, "I love it."
Yeah.
Neil Schoen's making like $100,000 a show, and they're like, "Hey, Arnell,
here's a ham sandwich.
Yeah, you could be back to doing busboy stuff in Thailand."
Well, you know, like when you travel the world, especially when you hit military bases, like the big entertainment everywhere is Filipino cover bands. They're like huge everywhere,
like the cruise ships.
Yeah, they're everywhere, and like Joe Coy, who's a really funny comic, like. If he doesn't sing in his show, they get pissed. Like they, yeah. He has to end the show with like song
like
and dance.
He looks like he should be singing.
Yeah.
I love Joe Coy, but we never had him on the show, I think because of Chelsea. He was on the Chelsea show all the time, and I just assumed I wouldn't like him.
Yeah.
And then we had him on one time, and he was fantastic.
Yeah.
What a great guest he was.
We started together.
Oh, really?
Both started in Vegas, and he like was funny right out the gate.
Is he gay or not?
Not that I know of. I mean, he hasn't personally done anything with me, so I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, Sam's tried.
Maybe. I mean, those Filipino boys could easily slip back and forth, depending on
right. Lady boy.
Yeah.
Very fluid.
He was in the show, and on the show, and I know he has a kid, but he has no sign of a woman in his life. It seemed to me that he used his influence to get the child. And take the child away. And
probably
now
needed a new hour in his act, so he had a kid, and then he just needs to move on.
now he is living a secret lifestyle, I believe.
Do you guys ever have Jameis Winston on?
No, they won't let him do any media because...
He's Jameis Winston?
He's Jameis Winston, yeah.
Dude, please don't get married, Jameis Winston.
Well,
do it the Derek Jeter style, man. Wait to the end.
That's what I say, but it seems like the chick that he's with is pretty grounded and has got him solid. At least let him date for a little while until he realizes that he can bang
a
Beyonce.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, if you're dating a pro athlete, he gets to go out there and
get weird.
For sure.
That's what I assume. All right, let's go to these phone calls. Let's go to the opening bid. Michelle, you will bid first on Galvin, or as Carmen likes to put it, Gavlin. You're going to go to Fleming's in an Ambassador limousine and then off to Journey. You are the opening bid. What do you got, Michelle? It's going to be at least $100.
500.
Whoa, right out the gate.
500. You already almost beat Rob.
Yes.
Wow, that is fantastic. Wow. You're a big Galvin fan?
I'm a big show fan, but Galvin is my favorite.
Yes.
He's my favorite, too.
Thank you, Michelle.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold. You are the lead bid right now, okay?
Yes.
All right, Puckett. Now, wait, I don't understand. Guys are not allowed to bid on
you. No, Carmen, no guys.
Why are you putting guys?
If you pick it up, it's a guy. Just go, no.
Guys are only available for Carmen, which we will do after Drew. Kim, we take it over to you. The current bid right now for Galvin is
$500. Oh, forget it. I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, man.
Is that it?
Man.
You got to admit, that is a lot of money.
Ouch. Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
He's a runner.
Sorry, Puckett.
Sorry.
He will massage your face, though, if you'd like. I don't know what that means.
That just comes from women just being used to shooting people down. Nope, not happening.
Yeah.
Beat it.
Not worth it.
Oh, Gym Rat Steph said 150, but we're already at 500.
Come on, Gym Rat Steph.
Yeah, she's in a meeting. Steph. She said she can't call. I tweeted back 500, so we'll see what happens here.
Yeah, all right. We're at $500 for Galvin, 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. We did let everybody know that when we were doing this, that we're going to be doing it in the future, and everybody called up and they're like, Galvin.
Yeah.
So really, I'll tell you what, Sam Tripoli is going to be at the Improv. If you bid on Galvin, I will throw in two tickets to see Sam at the Improv.
Yeah, oh, like snaps. Wow. Yeah, we're cooking with gas.
I've got no authority to do that.
Are you the healthiest
one
on the show? Yeah. Would you say you're the healthiest?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So your bid's probably going to be worthwhile.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Like, you're not going to have a heart attack halfway through the evening.
No, not at all.
Why would you assume that someone's going to have a heart attack? I don't know who's on your, what you're thinking. Yes, Rob.
What's the current bid up to?
$500 for Galvin.
And now we have to throw tickets into a comedy show to try and up it to reach mine? Because I was at $575. Oh,
that was the first bid, was $500.
Yeah, first bid.
So why don't you relax?
We'll see you later, Rob. You
always look like you're right in the middle of jiu-jitsu class. Every time I expect you're just done rolling and just ran in, choked somebody out Darcy style. Now you just had a couple comments.
By the way, the two best things, and then Michael Palisak said that you look like a G.I. Joe enemy villain, a G.I. Joe villain.
Stink eye.
Yeah. All right. We got Michelle on hold for $500. We got the other lines ringing. Carmen's going through them now. Sam Tripoli is here. He'll be at the Improv. He's hanging out with us. Drew Garabo will be up next, and then Carmen. So is Spanish going to do the Mitch McConnell interview?
Yeah, he's down there right now waiting. Mitch McConnell will call in the next five minutes.
We should make Sam go down there and do it. Sam will yell at him. Sam will go to screaming at him. What are you going to do for the country? Galvin, Michelle looks like she may take the cake at this point.
Come on. Somebody else. I know it's scary that it's right up to 500.
Right.
Like, you don't get to play
good,
the back
though.
And forth and stuff. Abrupt. Oh, I'm very happy with Michelle, but I want more money for the kids.
Yeah, for the kids. The money, all of it goes to Apple a Day, which currently, thanks to Drew and his show, is at what, 20-something thousand?
Yeah, we're right about $22,000 to provide iPads for kids with cancer. So, ladies, your generous donations go right to a great organization.
That's great.
It is, man.
That's great.
You cry tomorrow.
Let these kids watch pornography.
Yeah.
We are closing in at $15,000. After this auction to contribute to that as well.
That's great.
Yeah, we didn't like Drew getting all the spotlight, so we started collecting our own money.
Well,
there you go.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, we're going to give him the money, but we wanted a little bit of the attention. So.
We should throw in three free memberships to Pornhub, too.
Is that your go-to?
Yeah, I like it.
X-Hamster.
Yeah. I'm on that, too. Okay. I'm on like all of them.
Pornhub is okay, but X-Hamster seems to have the least amount of nonsense. They'll give you one pop-up. And if you click away, it's done.
Yep.
I love that. I love that you can actually meet other freaky people on X-Hamster.
Oh, you can. See, I haven't done that.
There's a whole community of people.
Oh, really?
You go.
I bet they're all from Tampa.
What are you doing?
You can go to dating, and you just put in what you're looking for, it will let you know anybody who's a member on X-Hamster that's into that stuff. Have you ever heard of FetLife?
Oh, yeah.
Which one is FetLife?
It's just this really, like, crazy, like, anything you're into, there's a group dedicated to that.
For fetishes?
Oh, everything. Like, anything.
What's the weirdest one? The only person that comes in here really that has crazy fetish stuff is Norton.
I like to be called racial slurs in bed.
During sex?
Yeah.
Okay. Any particular?
Yeah, the N-word.
Okay. Like gangster style or just with an A or a hard ER? Like
hard ER,
like you're escaping?
Yeah, yeah. Like there's something about oppression that gets me excited.
Is that from white girls calling you that or black girls calling
you? A Mexican girl called me in the back of my Japanese Montero. I was just drilling, you know what I'm saying? And she just grabbed my face, stared me right in the eye, and dropped a hard NR on there. And it's like, I really, in my life, have always enjoyed being called the N-word. Like Paul Mooney called me that one time. And
did you finish?
That's a bad
one. He's good. No, I was doing a show in Hollywood. He told me I wasn't a white guy. That I was the N-word. That was Armenian.
Oh, wow.
And I was the N-word. It's like, he's the guy who basically copyrighted that word. Yeah, so I felt like some kind of honor.
Yeah.
Being called
good
that.
For you. Yeah.
Thank you, dude. Yeah. Thank you.
Barbara is in for a bid. Barbara, the current bid right now is $500.
I can go to $525.
$525 is more than $500, Barbara. You are now in the lead. Let me put you on hold. Mike Calta Show, who is this?
Hi, my name is Frank.
No.
Yeah, come on.
550, bro.
All right, Michelle, Barbara is at 525. Do you care to go to 550?
I'll go to 600.
600! Oh! Barbara, back over to you. 600 is the high bid. Would you like to try and outbid Michelle?
700. I can't, but I really wanted to go. Loser.
Well, I can tell you this, Barbara. Drew is still available. Mm. We're going to be doing that auction next, and then Carmen. But if
I would love to bid on Carmen.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Not Drew.
But
this is so much fun.
It is going to be fun, and you're donating the money to charity. I mean, really, at this point, what's...
I really want to give to charity. Yeah. I do.
Well, right now we're at $600.
I can't go that high.
All right. Well, listen.
Why are you whispering, Anne Frank?
I'm going to put you on hold, though.
I wish I could. I don't want to say it out loud that I can't.
We're going to lock you in a second place in case something happens with Michelle, okay?
She's like the yin-yang twins.
Oh. Michelle?
Yes?
Congratulations.
$600. Oh, very nice.
Very good. I will put you on hold. Carmen will get all your information, and then we are going out next Friday. Fleming's and Journey in the Ambassador Limo, and all your money going to Apple a Day. Thank you, Punkin.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. At the end, she sounded sad.
Oh,
well. Like, oh, my God. Thank you.
The reality set in. She's going out with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's sad.
Are you going to hold her hand?
Carmen, get her Facebook
page. Yeah, Carmen, we need her Facebook page, too, to see. I like my chick. I saw her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the single mom. She's attractive.
Yeah.
You know, you can tell my main thing was I don't want to see bitchy face. And she did not have bitchy face.
Oh, that's, you don't want to see duck face?
Yeah. Well, I don't mind duck face. Yeah. Yeah. That's C-word face. That's different.
Okay.
No, bitchy face is like.
Yeah.
Like bleh. I don't want to see that.
Nothing's
I want
worse
to have
than
fun.
Angry hot. You ever? Ugh. LA is just full of like pissed off hot women.
I like angry hot if you get it. My wife's angry hot to me. Like she has a natural bitchy look to her.
Yeah.
Even though she's pretty sweet.
Right.
And I like that. That turns me on, like you being called the N-word.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah. I don't want her to be mean to me, but I want her to look like she's gonna be mean to me.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love all the black chicks in Tampa too.
Drew likes to be called Spick.
Really?
We love him.
That is true.
I do, man.
That's true.
Say weird stuff to me.
Yeah.
That would confuse me, I think.
Not me.
If I wasn't expecting it, and all of a sudden somebody said, I'd stop and go, oh, my. That just
then you realize how hard you are, and then you just keep going.
Yeah. No, you mean hard in the heart.
Yes, I know. I had to clarify that for trouble reasons. Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.